Now, what's his most famous bit? Almost certainly, it is the remains of Book Six. In Book Six, he describes what's sometimes called the Roman Constitution, but it's not really that. It's the whole Roman system of government and broader as well. Religion comes into it, the structure of the army comes into it. And in that, Book Six, of which we have a large part. It is not one of the fragmentary books. It's not complete, but it isn't just lots of bits and pieces. And in that, he describes the development and nature of the Roman constitution, and his description of that constitution as mixed—a mixture of monarchy, aristocracy, and democracy. That caught the attention of Machiavelli, first of all, and then thereafter political scientists up until really even the present day. But the founders of the American Constitution found him particularly interesting for that description of the mixed nature of the Constitution. They were setting up what they thought was a mixed Constitution as well. That has been, I think, the main reason for his lasting fame. I would argue that actually there's a lot more that is interesting. I mean, he does, for professionals, they've always understood that he was a historian of high quality, maybe not high literary quality, but certainly in terms of what he had to say, a serious historian. And it's a serious subject, the rise of Rome to world power. I mean, he says at the beginning himself, listen, who could not be interested in this? You'd need to be brain dead not to be interested in this. An extraordinary story. And the rise of a superpower is of current interest as well. I mean, I think it's not just his constitutional statements that are of interest, but, well, his vision of how power works. And he is talking about a superpower in Rome and how lots of little powers have to deal with that. It's not a very big stretch to make that relevant in the modern world. So, and he does, I mean, thirdly, I think there are times he writes very well. There are just some very, very good accounts, lively. He has a habit of breaking off and thinking out loud the whole time, which is another reason why he's particularly important, because he talks more about his method and how he proceeds from a historical point of view, a historical methodological point of view. He says more than pretty well any other ancient author. So it is very important in that respect as well.